RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. We welcome you in here on kind of a rainy Saturday morning in Western New York. Tee to Green, live and on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Thanks for waking up with us here. Appreciate you being with us for your best spot for local golf talk every Saturday morning. I'm Brian Culzio, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Kevin Sylvester is at the Rocket Mortgage Classic, the PGA Tour event this week in Detroit, working for PGA Tour Radio. Kevin will join us at about 7:45 this morning with what's happening this week with the latest, with the best in the world, the PGA Tour event at the Rocket Mortgage event this week. This week, we're broadcasting live from Glen Oak Golf Club here in East Amherst. And we'll be joined by the owner and PGA Pro here, Tim Fries, in just one moment. But we say good morning to Jeff Mitis. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning. Doesn't look like the best golf day, but this is why it's an outdoor game. And as Tim Fries always said, if you don't want to play, you got to play outdoors. So you get to play in this weather once in a while.
Yeah, we're inside.
Yes, we are.
Because it was raining pretty hard when we were setting up here. And it is raining right now as we speak. But there was a couple of brave souls I saw teeing off already.
I think there's a PGA Junior Tour event here today. It's going to be a good slog for the kids today.
Yeah, there was a junior event yesterday up at Front Niagara Frontier, which I'll mention a little bit later on coming up at the show. But we've got a lot to get to here. Speaking of just good local things happening here, we've got a couple of local players playing in some big-time amateur
too.
Events. Yeah, Anthony DeLaSante played in the Northern Amateur and won. We'll have the details coming up on that. Melanie Green from Medina is playing in the British Amateur. We'll tell you how she's doing. And we've got a gentleman that really put himself on the map yesterday at the U.S. Senior Open with a pair of hole-in-ones, not only in the same round, but on back-to-back holes. That's incredible.
Yeah, PGA professional out there playing in a major, gets to dunk two in a row. I've only played one course, Pendleton Creek, that has two par threes in a row. The odds got to be astronomical of doing that.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out, I know Mike Shope yesterday and WGR and I, we were mentioning before I took over for NHL draft coverage, like what courses in Western New York, full size, obviously, you know, Bobolink is all par threes,
right.
You know, so the Audubon has a par three course, you know, but what courses, just the odds of back to back. Pendleton Creek has 9 and 10 back to back. I know somebody mentioned Grover Cleveland, their sixth and seventh holes are both long par threes over by the hospital there. The sixth hole is like over 200 yards, and then the seventh hole, you shoot right back at the hospital, which is about 190-something yards. But, I mean, full-size courses here, it doesn't happen that often. Tim Freeze, good morning. Thanks for having us here at Glen Oak.
Good morning, Brian. And Jeff, yeah, I believe Delhi might have back-to-back par threes.
Oh, well, I think they changed the route plan.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
It used to be 9 and 10. Where, yeah, that course I know. Yeah, so,
right.
Yeah, it used to be 9 and 10, and I still had no hole-in-ones.
But back-to-back threes are not only rare, but to be able to
dunk it,
to go swish swish or two hole-in-ones in a row back to back, the odds. I saw a few people just trying to calculate it. You know, what are the odds of getting a hole-in-one and
they have to go to MIT to calculate that. I think
it's 1 in 12,500 or something for one.
For one, I saw that 67 million to 1 to do it on back to back shots. It was what one person calculated, 67 million to 1.
It's a lottery.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
To do that. So, I mean.
I wonder if he won two cars.
I know.
win a car for a hole in one.
We should name the gentleman here. Frank Benzel Jr., by the way. Pretty cool. His son, Hagen, who's 14 years old, was on the bag, and he brought him to the interview afterwards. And why is his son Hagen, by the way?
He was named after Walter Hagen from Rochester, New York.
Yeah. Yes. So that's pretty neat that his son's got, obviously a love for golf as well. I do want to bring up that, you know, this obviously was historical. So the PGA Tour said in terms of any event that's been run through any connection with a PGA Tour, I know it's a USGA event, but PGA Tour, USGA events, that it was the first time ever in recorded rounds, you know, that they have had back-to-back aces. So Justin Ray, who does a great job following golf, does stats all the time. If you love golf stats, he's the guy to follow. He said the only other instance that he could find of any major pro tour that had back-to-back aces, 1971, on the European Tour, 1971, the Martini International.
Great name.
John Hudson went ace-ace on a par three and then a short drivable par four.
I wonder what kind of pace he was wearing that day. So, yeah, I bet they were cool.
Yeah. So 1971, that happened on a three and a four. This happened on a three and a three. The lengths of the holes yesterday in Newport at the U.S. Senior Open, 184 and then 203 on the fourth and fifth hole. Is what Frank Benzel did for that. Benzel, by the way, out of Jupiter, Florida at this moment. But, yeah, pretty impressive and incredible. I mean, just...
What about getting two in one round? I had an assistant at Lancaster Country Club, Kevin Rice, down on the Southern Tier administrator, and he aced the first two par threes at Lancaster and then apparently stuck it to a foot on the third. Had two holes in one in a round. He made, remember, Faces in the Crowd from Sports Illustrated? I remember he made Faces in the Crowd that week. But that's... That's unheard of and cool and fun. Yeah,
I think at Stafford Country Club, a father-son on the 12th hole.
That's true.
Uphill. Yep. The father makes it, and then the son makes it right after him.
There's a plaque
on the same hole?
Same hole.
Yeah, there's a little plaque there. That's the par three right along the road. Not that everybody knows Stafford, obviously, but yeah, it's a cool golf course. That'd be fun. Dude, I've never had a hole-in-one freezer. You've probably had 50.
Got a couple.
Yeah. How many do you got?
Yeah, a little lucky seven, but what comes to mind, Lonnie Nielsen used to make a bunch of twos. Well, apparently, before he passed, awesome Hall of Fame member here and the senior tour, right? He would say, nothing's easier than a par three. What are you talking about? He goes, well, you get to tee up your ball anywhere you want, take all the time you want. It's only one swing. It's one club. Stand wherever you want. It's the easiest hole in golf. That's his mindset. He has 22 hole-in-ones.
Well, maybe I have that mindset.
He's literally making swishes. That's awesome.
He's 22. Well, he's played a few more rounds than I have, but yeah, and he's way better. That was the other thing. But yeah, I've seen six or seven. I've never had one though.
If you track, I don't think the pros might say that. I mean, that's a great mentality. If you track birdie rates, it's the lowest on par threes.
Typically, par threes are harder.
And you think about a tournament golf, they're tucking some flags. Those pros don't want to short side themselves, so they're playing for score. So yeah, it's not necessarily like they're trying to make swishes.
Right.
Lonnie has 22, not many in competition, right? So he's just playing with members, and he's at Craigburn, and boom, dunks one. It's a different mentality when you're playing an event. You just want to maybe hit it off to the middle, maybe work it to the hole. They're not trying to make them.
And some holes are set up, and they're somewhat accessible if you can spin it back towards the hole and stuff like that. You remember they had four at Oak Hill.
At Oak Hill.
On the same hole. And, you know, we've all seen spots like, you know, if you're running a charity event, you might want to put it in a spot where it has a chance to trickle down a hill or something.
The Augusta par three.
Right.
It's a fun little event to watch.
Yes.
Because they're trying to put flags
in the par three course.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yep.
They all funnel in. Yesterday, my son was playing at a junior event at Niagara Frontier. The 11th hole there, they had the pin in the back and the front. It's a short uphill par three.
Yep.
But kids were hitting it to the back of the green safely, and the ball was coming back. The gravitational pull too was bringing it back quite a bit. And there were two out of the three balls in the group that I was watching with my son they hit in the back, came back. I'm like, oh, this could be close. You know, I mean, it ended up being 5 feet or 10 feet or whatever. But, like, it was cool to see that. But yeah, I think par threes visually, too, are really great looking. I mean, Tim, if we think about the par threes here at Glen Oak, you've got some real pretty ones. I mean, to me, when I think of my favorite holes here at Glen Oak, number 12 comes to mind instantly right away. I'm sure people have strong thoughts on number 8 for those that may be...
Strong thoughts as I make a lot of bogeys on number 8.
They're fearful of the water on number 8 because that's a decent carry. But on number 12, I love the design of the 12th hole here. I'm sure many listening know Glen Oak really well. I love the layout, how the water kind of pushes back a little as you get closer to the green. I think number holes designed very well.
And a couple things about a par three, right? Little known, Donald Ross, when he designed golf courses here at CCB, it's kind of cool. So he designed four par threes. Each one goes east, west, north, south with different distances. He challenged people. So Trent Jones that designed this and Craigburn actually did the same thing. So at Glen Oak, we've got those. And on the 12th hole here at Glen Oak, for those that have played it, if you take a GPS over the 16th hole at Augusta, that's our 12th hole. He did that in homage to Augusta because he was the architect in the late 40s, early 50s at Augusta. They always have someone on site. So when he designed this, he goes, hey, let's build the 16th because I changed that at Augusta. Isn't that cool? So if you take it and if you can enhance it, make it, and that's what you said about the green that goes away the longer you go to the left. And that's what number 8 does, just the opposite, because it goes away to the right.
Yeah.
Where here, the 12th goes away to the left. It's pretty cool to see you're playing different winds on every par three here. It's a challenge.
Well, that's why you hire professional architects.
Yes.
And that's why these guys are two of the, you know, Robert Trent Jones and Donald Ross are two of the best architects in history, right? And that's why people love playing those golf courses. You may not realize it as you're playing it, but as you're playing it, the holes, they're unique. There's different shots. There's a variety, like you say. Just something simple like, hey, they go in four different directions, four different yardages.
Four different yardages. So you have a different shot every time on a par three. A good challenge.
Yeah, I think, and the one par three that does not have water in play, Tim, here, could I argue it's the hardest one of them all? Number 15.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult, especially if the pin is more toward the center or the right.
Well, it's then, longer, and it's more the old school push-up greens, because most of these are more modern greens, and that one has that Donald Ross push-up green look.
So sure enough, he designs it knowing that the southwest wind comes, and if you have a little misfade, that hole becomes really hard. And sure enough, he puts the bunkers on the right, longer par three, into the wind, up a little bit of a hill. They know what they're doing back then.
Yeah. Now I think the threes here are great at Glen Oak. But yeah, I mean, when people remember holes, a lot of times most of them are par threes. I mean, at Augusta we talk about number 12, Pebble Beach number 7, Sawgrass, the Island hole 17. Like these are holes that people remember. So I mean, the chances of holes in one, you know, obviously on these holes are there. And I you know, for people when they remember holes, they're probably going to mention threes more than any other holes.
Remember
out
LA
there.
Country Club in the Open just last year when they had that really short par three? playing under 100 yards, and it gave the pros fits.
Yes, that's Pebbles. Right.
It was like 7 at Pebble does the same thing. Right. Yeah. Was it 7?
Yeah, 7. And 7 is just over 100. The one last year at LACC, actually, some days was under 100
yards. Under 100. Yeah, just remember, it's one swing. You get to tee up your ball.
I love that mentality.
Take your time. Stand wherever you want.
Same thing with drivers, right?
Can I just jump in real quick before you get to the drivers? You said tee up your ball. I definitely see people not teeing up their ball on the par three. I am not the PGA pro here of the three of us. I always tell them to tee them up, but I am not the expert, so I will ask you to. Am I giving proper advice to telling them to tee it up?
You get to control your spin. You put it on the ground, not as much. Put your ball on a small tee, club ball contact, Jeff.
Plus, it gives you that tiny bit of margin of error, right? And why wouldn't you take advantage of the opportunity to tee it up? They let you tee it up one shot a hole. Use that to your advantage.
But absolutely.
Yeah,
got to tee it up.
You don't have to tee it up high. You don't want to tee it up high. That was an iron. But, yeah, just a little tiniest bit of teeing it up. I've seen guys, they try to be cool and stick the club in the ground and put it on the turf. It's still not the same. Just put it on a tee.
Just put it on a tee.
Should you change the height of the tee itself, depending upon what club you're hitting? Like if I'm hitting a pitching wedge versus a 5-iron, pitching wedge, you tee it up even lower?
I tee it up. It depends where that flag position is.
Tell me a little bit about that. What
you want to hit a nice, high, soft 5-iron or something, Jeff, right? Yep. You might tee it up a little bit more so you can have a little floater in there, try to catch a front flag, right? Now, if you're into the wind and it's a pretty good wind, you might tee it down, move the ball back. But absolutely that plays in because that's part of the game. That's part of trying to create that shot.
And these are the little advantages you can gain by being on the tee. And I do love hitting that little floater where you tee it up just a little higher, you know, and you're trying to get a little loft on that ball and have it come down a little softer. That will definitely help because it adds a little more spin because you hit it a little higher on the face. It's a
spin is control.
Yes.
Do you think just amateur players are cognizant of how they're teeing the ball up just in general, like with driver, with irons, or do you think they're just going down there and
I think it depends on the person. I've seen people like draw lines on their tees so they do it the same height every time. As a general rule with the driver freezer, I try to keep half the ball over the top of the crown of the club.
Depending on the shot.
True. Yeah.
So I'm teeing it up generally, like you just said, and consistently, so I know I'm getting a certain. But if you're downwind, I tee it up higher, move the ball up a little bit because you want a higher launch and maybe lower spin.
I also will tee it a smidge lower if I'm trying to hit a peeler. So if I'm trying to cut the ball a little bit, I tee it a little lower with the driver. You tend to get a little bit more spin. It tends to put a little cut spin on it. Kind of takes that left side out and helps the ball spin right for me.
Yeah, if you tee it up higher.
It goes shorter, though, that way.
Yeah, it's all on that spin. So, yep. Jeff, Brian answered your question. Yeah. Yeah, I help students on the range tee up different heights and tell them what it can do and how it can affect their shot. That driver, you want to go as far as you can.
Right, and you'll get used to it. Beginners think you'll get used to putting it at the height you like, and once you put it down, you can tell if it's at the height you want for that shot after a little bit of golfing.
All right, good. So you should tee it up on a three no matter what then.
Oh, yes.
Even if it's just a little, should tee it up.
Yep.
Okay, good advice on that.
I tell beginners when they're just learning the game, tee it up in the fairway too for a while.
Payne Stewart practiced, and I do it. I practice a lot with tees on the driving range. I don't dig out a bunch of divots. I practice off tees. I'm working on my action, my swing pass, something like that. I'll throw it down, but when I practice a lot with tees. I warm up before a round with balls on tees. You're going to hit it on the ground on the golf course, but I practice with tees. I just want to feel the swing, hit my curves, hit my heights. I don't have to dig it out. What if there isn't much grass? Here at Glen Oak, our range gets beat up pretty good. We just can't keep grass enough, which is fine.
Yep.
Tee up your balls. I'm telling you, that's a great way to practice and work on your swing.
See, I played a million rounds with Freezer, and he's the best ball striker I've ever played with. I'm going to start doing that now. Yeah.
Thanks. We played plenty of rounds, Jeff, but no.
Yeah, you hit the ball well. All right, I'm going to do that on the range from now on. I'm going to tee it up and warm up that way.
Yep.
We give away free tees here at Glen Oak, by the way. So.
All right.
There you go.
I'll be in the shop afterwards.
No excuse not to tee it up. Yeah. That's right. You can grab a handful on your way out for your round.
Handful?
All right. What are, three or four?
Three or four handfuls.
Okay. Yeah.
See, if Kevin was here, he'd go, geez, your tees are sponsored by Howard Hanna, so let's give them a there.
Very nice, very nice. TD Green here live at Glen Oak Golf Club. Tim Freeze, the owner of PGA Pro, joining us here along with Jeff Mitas. I'm Brian Colziel. We've got jam-packed guests coming your way for the second half of the show. Joe Mafus from Pita Gourmet, who's going to be providing our dinner at our Duster Challenge, which will be here at Glen Oak Friday, July 19th. He's going to join us at 7:30. We'll just kind of introduce you to him and tell you what Peter Gourmet is all about. If you don't know, Jeff Kamian from East Aurora Country Club, one of the tournament directors for the International Junior Masters. They just finished up yesterday, a great annual event. Jeff will give us the details on the girls winner and the boys winner. I can give you their names as of this moment here. So far, just a tremendous event every year. We were there last week to preview the event. And the boys division winner was Santiago Rusi, and the girls division winner was Arabella Lopez. So Jeff will give us some details on those two winners coming up. But we talk about local events. I know you said there's a junior event here today. But, I mean, for East Aurora, for 71 years now, Tim, they've been running the International Junior Masters. It's the longest running junior invitational international event in the world. Pretty amazing, and kudos to everybody out there at East Aurora for what they do.
How cool is that? History, you just can't replace history, and that's something that they can do. And the name is cool, too, the Junior Masters.
Yeah,
yeah, a lot of names. A lot of great names to play in that event, too.
Yep, looks great. Yep, and then Kevin Sylvester, of course, part of our TD Green team. He'll join us at 7:45, live from the Rocket Mortgage Challenge, in Detroit, where we've got an Akshay Bhatia, who's been playing very well as of late, is leading the event there. Tim, he probably gives us an opportunity to talk about the fact that you don't have to look like a weightlifter or a WWE wrestler to play good golf. He probably weighs 100 pounds wet, Akshay Bhatia does, and
he still
hits the ball a mile. A lefty, charismatic, fun player to watch. He's really come on this year quite a bit on the PGA Tour, but he weighs about 100 pounds, it looks like.
He looks like a teenager who hasn't grown into his body yet, is what he looks like.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff in terms of what he's done. So.
Oh, yeah, and plus, I believe he's one of the first drive, chip, and putt participants that made
pitchers.
The PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, he does a good job. I mean, I think, you know, when we talk about just there's so many different swings. There's so many different, obviously, body shapes, body type swings. He's just another example that if you figure out a way with your own body to figure out your swing and do it well, you can be successful.
Yeah, and he's even inventive on the putting green. I mean, the way that he putts, boy, talk about trust with putting. I mean, he does his own way, the long putter, right? You know, we're going to start affectionately calling it the broom.
Wasn't that the Bob Rotella? The system you employ is of no importance. It's the trust in your system, right?
Yeah, whether you believe in your system or not, you're right. Yeah. So, exactly.
Yeah. Tim, there was some news this week from the PGA of America, which I know you're heavily involved with. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what happened here? And I know it might be a name not everybody knows, but maybe just tell everybody, you know, just the impact maybe that has on PGA professionals and just the PGA of America.
Yeah, the CEO of the PGA of America, Seth Waugh, just a wonderful human being. He is just stepping back, stepping down. He made a comment that it's now a perfect time for him. He's growing his hair out, as he says, and he's 60-something years old going, hey, I've got five children. It's for the first time I'm going to put my feet up on a beach somewhere. He's been awesome. He was with Deutsche Bank before that worldwide. The PGA of America becomes the CEO about 6 years ago. He changed things for us. So during the pandemic, unbelievable. He provided a deferred compensation plan for PGA golf professionals like Jeff and I. Incredible. He's led so many things, foundation work. It's awesome. The compensations for PGA professionals have never been higher. Seth did all that. He stepped down. We've got an interim, who Jeff knows, Kerry Haig, who's going to kind of be running the ship of the PGA. But in an instant,
he runs all. He's run the tournaments, so people know Kerry Haig. Yeah, he's the course setup guy for the Olympics, the PGA Championships, the Ryder Cups.
Right, yep. And it's kind of neat because we're the working organization, and in an unstable golf sphere, right? We want to provide some stability and Seth Waugh was incredible, what he did for all of us. So he's still staying on as a senior advisor, and he's going to be the co-chair of the Ryder Cup at Bethpage. So this man is awesome. We're not going to lose him. He's just going to be stepping back. Yeah, good stuff.
And we still can't get your inside sources to tell us if Tiger's going to be the captain or not. I ask you every time I see him, like, when are they going to announce Tiger's going to be the captain here for Ryder Cup? We're still on hold. I know. You're going to text Tiger right now?
Yeah.
See if we can get Tiger on the show for the next segment.
Real quick.
Just be like, Tiger,
wake up.
What are you waiting for?
So what I can say there is it'll be shortly. We're going to make an announcement here of who it's going to be. It's pretty cool. Yeah, there's a list of people that you can do, right? But for America, this is going to be a really unbelievable Ryder Cup at Bethpage.
Yeah, for those that have not been to Bethpage, I was there for the 2002 Open and for the 18, 19, 18, oh no.
PGA?
Yes, PGA when Koepka won.
I think it was.
Yep. And 07 when Glover was the champion. That was a Monday finish because of some weather. But I just remember being there in 02. Tiger ends up winning. Sergio finishes second. But that was coming off of 9/11 that year. It was the biggest, you know, kind of the biggest New York event there in you know, with golf wise that was there, and was the first one held, they, you know, on the public golf course there at Bethpage. That was where Bethpage Black really made kind of its debut, and now obviously it's hosted other major championships, and now going to be a really, really cool stage here to have the Ryder Cup.
It's a Tillinghast masterpiece. It's there's five courses out there, and as New York residents, go down there, maybe wait in your car or get a oh, it's the best. It really is. There's sand everywhere.
And it's a walk.
It's a walk.
If you play the black, you got to walk.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
The other courses, I know you can take cards, but the black, you got to take a walk.
Yearly, they host the New York State Open, which is a fantastic event, obviously, in July. Great names have won. Cameron Young on the PGA Tour went right through there. His father was right there on Long Island. So
pretty impressive stuff.
And Antti Delasante is kind of on that kind of path, isn't he?
Yes, he has been playing outstanding golf. Let's talk about him for a moment here. First of all, last week, he wins the Northern Amateur event, which is a really, 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 really nice event with the top amateurs in the world. And Anthony himself, you know, we had him on the air last year participating in the Porter Cup up at Niagara Falls. We actually spoke with his younger brother, RJ.
And his cousin.
As a cousin, Tyler, who they were high school players who played in the International Junior Masters this past week at East Aurora. So that family, we know, doing well with golf. But Anthony himself, after winning last week, moves up now. Let's see here. I know Anthony Shiro, by the way, listening. I think if you are, Anthony, good morning. Hope you're feeling better. I know he couldn't join us this morning. Yeah. The pro here from Glen Oak. Anthony is now ranked 141st amateur golfer in the world.
That'll be going down.
So that, yeah, he'll be in the good direction. Yes.
So he's 11th at Susquehanna, first at the Northeast Am. He's tied for 17th at the North South Am. Leads the points list of the elite amateur series after three of seven events, moved up to 141, as you said. And by the way, Willowbrook, this is from Jim Furlong, who's his biggest fan. Willowbrook's back nine. West nine has back-to-back par threes.
There you go.
That's right. The West does.
Yes.
Thank you for that, chiming in there.
But Anthony, playing some fantastic golf.
Yeah, I mean, and if you meet him, he's the kid you root for, too. Like, he's one of those guys, yeah.
Yeah, if there's any other courses we're forgetting in Western New York that has back-to-back threes, let us know. We were talking about that with the Senior U.S. Open, having the two hole-in-ones. Yeah, let us know. We'll tell back-to-back par threes on a course. Send us our way at T2GBuffalo on Twitter this morning. I'll read off some of those. More one here coming up. Melanie Green's participating in the British amateur event this week, one of the fine young ladies that's up and coming here. So we mentioned Anthony, we mentioned Melanie. We've got some, you know, some highly touted amateur players here that we're going to be keeping an eye on here.
We always have a couple in the pipeline. I think people think you can't be a good player if you're from Western New York or Northern States. That's a bunch of garbage.
Well, I think Wanaka, we have the State Am coming up.
The New York
here
State Amateur. Yep, we're going to be there for our show next week.
You're going to do it. Great.
Yes. Yep. So we'll be there to preview the event, and then the following week it starts. And Wanaka will be a great host.
It will be. It's a one of the, talk about cool par threes. They got one of the best in Western New York. I forget the number there.
Down the hill.
Yeah, 14, 13.
15?
15,
yeah.
Somewhere in that
more
range.
Toward the back nine.
Yeah, yeah, near the road there. Beautiful hole.
They redid that. They've got kind of the stream that runs in front of it and then around it. And, yeah, it's a great look there for sure. So, yeah, we'll be there next week previewing the New York State Amateur event.
And then we go to the Porter Cup, too.
And then we're at the Porter Cup the week after that to preview that. So, yeah, really good stuff there. Hey, before we go to break here, I just want to congratulate. I saw him yesterday up at Niagara Frontier as the head professional there, PGA Pro. Dan Antonucci is going to be going into the Hall of Fame here for the West New York PGA. And I want to properly give the officials. He's now the 40th member of the West New York PGA Hall of Fame 2024 inductee. We love going up to Niagara Frontier every year. Dan's a past president, correct?
Correct.
Of the West New York PGA section.
Still active on our foundation board now, yep.
And still does a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, he'll put 40 on his golf balls now. Watch.
Sure. Yeah, as you if you're around long enough, you lose a little bit of hair, goes a little gray, and maybe you get a nod.
He's South Buffalo's finest.
Nucci's been awesome for our section.
And Niagara, he's been there a long time and done a great job. The course looks phenomenal.
30-something years.
I saw Dave, the superintendent, yesterday from Niagara Frontier. I was telling him the course looks great. But him and Dan, what a team up there. That course is in yep. looking in prime shape, and everybody seems to be really happy.
And
that's
fun
up there.
To play.
Yeah, yeah.
It is super
fun. Got good
fun.
Staff, too. Matty Clark and the boys. Yeah, it's a nice place.
Also, of course, with some great par threes.
Yes. Some interesting right? ones. Yes.
Yeah, the one in the back nine where it wraps, the three holes that wrap around the water there are one of those with a par three in the middle of it. Really,
yep.
really fun course to play
over
for sure.
Water.
Yeah. All right. We will take a timeout here from Glen Oak as we are broadcasting live here till 8 o'clock on WGR. Thanks for being with us. When we come back, we'll give you some details on how you can participate in our Duster Putting Challenge to benefit PGA Hope. And part of that night, well, you're going to get a great dinner courtesy of Peter Gourmet. We'll give you some of the details coming up. Then Jeff Kamian on the International Junior Masters. Kevin Sylvester live at the Rocket Mortgage. That's all coming our way here live from Glen Oak Golf Course with Tim Freeze, Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Colziel. More Tee to Green coming up right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA,
Say
Woods
what?
To Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Say Ultra, what? Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Pita Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with six convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids' box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
729. Welcome back. Tee to Green. We're live here at Glen Oak Golf Club, along with the owner and PGA Pro Tim Fries and PGA Pro Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Colesiel. Thanks for being with us. Kevin Sylvester, part of our team, will join us at about 7:45 with an update on the Rocket Mortgage Classic. He's working for PGA Tour Radio this week. Akshay Bhatia is your leader there, so we'll get some news from Kevin coming up. Hey, you may have just heard that commercial from Pita Gourmet. We're proud to bring them as a part of the Tee to Green family this week. And joining us here, and kind of even do it in person here, we say good morning to Joe Mafuz from Pita Gourmet. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Thanks for you? Yeah, great. Thanks for coming in. Well, why is Joe coming on here? Well, Pita Gourmet is going to be a big part of our what is now our eighth annual Duster Putting Challenge, which will be right out on the beautiful putting green out at Glen Oak. And it's an event. Last year we had 94 participants, putters.
Sold out.
Putting, yep, sold out last year. We'll tell you the details on how you can sign up here in just a few minutes. Putting for PGA Hope. And everybody's going to get a great dinner from Pita Gourmet that night. So, Joe, thank you, by the way, for doing that. Tell us a little bit about your background here and just kind of what Pita Gourmet is hoping to do across Western New York. How many locations do you guys have as of this moment?
I'm honored to be here. Thank you for having me. We have six locations currently. We are locally owned, myself and my brother, and it's a family-run business. We started 2005 with one location, and we kind of, you know, through trial and error, hard work, and we scaled it out, and it is what you see today.
That's great. Yeah. And
this, you're a golfer?
I am a golfer. Yeah. I'm not a good golfer, but I'm a golfer, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you. We appreciate you stepping up and help raise money for this event. And we're sitting here chatting with you beforehand. You knew all the golf courses in the area, and your brother's a member at a club and stuff like that. So I don't know if you're watching any of this, and I'm sure you're going to have fun. You haven't been to the Duster Challenge before. It's pretty cool with the lights. Bring your putter. Get your game ready. We should have a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, Joe, just Pita Gourmet in terms of just doing community events like this. Why do you value that? Because obviously, you said yes to us. So why is that important?
Well, it's important because, it's the community has given so much to us, and we like to give back. And there's specific events or associations we like to deal with. We do a lot of stuff. Some things with athletics. The Athletic Association at St. Joe's, we contribute. Lou Gehrig across the street, we contribute. And when you guys called, it was just a great fit. And we do a lot of stuff with with other charities for diseases, cystic fibrosis, cerebral palsy, among a few. And the community has given us so much, and whatever we can give back, we like to give back.
That's excellent. I will say I personally go to the Transit and Worley location for my lunch, which I enjoy quite a bit. The Euro Wrap is my order.
Yeah. Steve Beatty's listening. He's paid for your kids' college.
From Custom Turf?
Yeah.
That's great. Well, the charity that we're going to be raising money for that night is a branch of the Western Europe PGA Reach Foundation, which is PGA Hope. Jeff and Tim, can you talk about what some of the funds do for PGA Hope?
Jeff and I have been involved since
the beginning.
We did it over at Grover, I think it was.
2012,
right?
Maybe?
Yeah, so the local veterans in the area and then around the country. And then there's a Secretary's Cup. It's associated with the PGA Championship. But we host here on Wednesday nights the veterans that come out in classes here, 20 a class. We've got two classes here. Now all around Western New York we're doing this. We've been associated, the PGA of America, with vets before World War One. Right. So it's a continuation of our association with them to bring back the veterans. It's just part of therapy, but for them to get together here and for them to give jibes on the putting green and the chipping areas and hitting balls and I'm the Army guy and we talk about the air game. That's the Air Force guys, and then the ground game is the putting game. You know, we have a lot of fun doing that. So it's a great way to get
the Marines
back.
Are the best ones. All first right, and foremost.
Jeff, the former Marine.
Yes. But so if people don't know, that we take veterans in and teach them to play golf. PGA professionals run them through a 6-week program. Then they graduate, and most of it's the camaraderie they build. I mean, they learn a game that's a lifelong skill. It has a lot of value for veterans in a million jillion ways. Socialization, everything. We had MOA with the VA for a while because they think it's an awesome program for the veterans. So it's just one of those things. If you're a veteran, you're listening, go to the West New York PGA page. Find out when the Hope programs are starting because they're going. There's one at Niagara Frontier. They're all over.
You do it at Dojo.
We do it at the Dojo during the winter. Yes. So there's programs everywhere. It's super fun. It's all vets, and vets get it. You know, they know it, they understand it. And
Joe, thank you for helping because this goes directly and having a sold out event. Those funds go directly to it. So your help, obviously. Helps all these veterans that have come, and many of them will come out that night. They actually volunteer to help, or they'll even putt.
Oh, yeah, a lot of them will.
Yeah, that's, I mean, to help out veterans in any way is something we look to do as much as we can. We do offer a military discount and a law enforcement discount at Peter Gourmet, so, you know. That's for all veterans or active members. And
I'll mention that next time I'm in there.
This is just another layer of it. And then the tee to green, so it's natural for us because we're green. All our color scheme is green, so it just made a lot of sense.
That's great.
Yeah, your logo is similar. I mean, in color scheme, yes. Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah. Joe Mafu's with us from Peter Gourmet. Joe and his team will be, again, providing dinner for the Duster Putting Challenge. The easiest way to sign up, I mean, there's a couple of ways to do it, but you can just go to the you can go to the top of my Twitter page right now. I've got the website right there that'll take you to the link at BrianWGR. You can also get it. It's our pinned tweet at the top of our T to Green Twitter handle at T to G Buffalo. You can just go there. It's the top tweet. Just click on the link. It takes you right there. Even if you can't participate, if you want to donate to the event, you can do so at that point. Joe, before we let you go, maybe there are some listeners too that have never been to Peter Gourmet. Just tell everybody a little bit about what you offer at the restaurant.
Yeah, sure. Well, we call ourselves a fast, casual, Mediterranean dining experience. We take, I guess it's a hybrid of concepts between Mediterranean food and local flavors, you know, being Buffalonians. And it's a fast, casual, you walk through, you order, we make everything in front of you. It's a lot of Greek, Lebanese influence. We're of Lebanese descent. Souvlaki, gyros, falafel. All kinds of fresh salads.
I said that right? Gyro. It's not gyro, right? I didn't want to disrespect it, right?
you say gyro in one of our stores, you're going to hear it.
Yeah, I know, I know.
That's why we can't take you anywhere.
Brian. I said it correct. I'm just making sure.
it's gyro. We have platters with a rice base or salad base, and you customize, really. You choose a protein, and we're super fast. Fresh food. Everything is made. It's real food. We cut everything and marinate everything in-house, and we take it seriously.
Yeah. Well, here's a question. You're doing an event for us here. Do you guys do events?
We do. Okay.
I know there's going to be a lot of people doing summer parties and graduations. If people wanted to get food at Peter Gourmet for an event like that, could they?
Absolutely. We actually have a lot of graduation parties right now going on. mostly Saturdays. We do a lot of corporate catering during the week, a lot of, in the medical field. A lot of reps order from us. A lot of the finance industry. We do a lot of stuff. We even, at Crosspoint, there's a few businesses we actually go in and take over their kitchen once a month, you know, and offer. They have cafeterias, and we offer a different kind of a different menu for them. So we do a lot of stuff like that.
That's great, Joe. If somebody wants to contact you about getting a hold of you for an event, or you know, to have Peter Gourmet come in, how could they do it? What's the easiest way?
Yeah, you just go right to the website. And it's, I believe, info@eatpetergourmet.com. They'll direct you right there. Any questions or concerns or comments, they go directly to my brother and I, and we see them and we go over them, and it's the best way to get a hold of us for sure.
Excellent. Yep. Well, Joe, we really appreciate you giving back to the community. We're looking forward to you experiencing the night. It's going to be a great night of putting and fun, and we'll have music and obviously some great food now, courtesy of Peter Gourmet. So thank you. How's your golf game?
My golf game is very inconsistent. I can hit it a mile, but I just can't. I can't hit it straight.
I've never heard a golfer say that.
Two great join the club. Instructors right here. You can pick their brains during the commercial.
My brother Mark is the golfer. He's pretty good.
I've never heard a golfer say they're inconsistent before. That's pretty good.
That's something you always get, right?
I enjoy it, though. There's really nothing like being out there, really. It's you versus the course. It's amazing, you know, and socially it's fantastic.
You're going to have fun in the contest, too.
Yeah, it's great. Wait.
Yep. Yeah, we have lots of people, again, participating in that. So, again, Friday, July 19th here at Glen Oak. And, Tim, by the way, we should thank you as well, because you and your staff providing us.
Did I hear Googie's coming back that night?
I think Googie, former superintendent here, might be coming back.
He's going to help us with the layout.
Flags. Yeah, yeah.
You guys do a great job hosting it on the big putting facility here, getting that 18-hole layout set up. Each year, a little different with the layout, so we'll have to see what Dan's got up his sleeve this year.
A couple of putts getting away from you a little bit. Got to look out.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Delasani took it to, remember last year? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The brothers had to play each other. Yeah,
that's right. RJ and Anthony played each other in the match play. Anyway, for those that maybe want to know a little bit about the event, depending on last year, we had 94 putters. So who knows? Maybe we'll have that many again this year. But everybody gets to participate. You putt 18 holes. We'll have a wave at 6 o'clock that will be putting. If you're in the 7 o'clock wave, you'll eat your dinner first while the putters are going at 6, and then we flip-flop it, and then the 7 o'clock wave goes out and putt, and the 6 o'clock waves can kind of sit down and relax and watch and have their dinner. And then from there, we take the top 16 and do a little mini 9-hole match play matches under the lights and with music and, of course, our commentary, which is always outstanding.
You're given a play-by-play.
That's right. Yes. You're out it. So
Dulcet tones.
It should be a lot of fun. We'll be out in the Glen Oak practice facility. So, Joe, thanks again for coming in. Appreciate it. And nice to meet you in person. I look forward to hanging out with you on July 19th.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. All right.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Joe Mafuz from Peter Gourmet going to be providing us with a great meal that night for the Duster. Okay. Speaking of more great local events, the International Junior Masters went on this week at East Aurora Country Club. We were there last week, and we are going to be now on the line with Jeff Kamian, one of the tournament directors, to tell us a little bit about the final results. Jeff, good morning. I know you had another successful week, the 71st edition of the event, and yesterday was the finals for both the girls and the boys. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the champions on each side?
Yeah, we had a great week. Thankfully we're not playing today. Our boys champion was Santiago Rusi from Colombia. It's the second Colombian champion in the last 5 years, and he defeated a local favorite, Joseph Blamey. A bit of a surprise that Joe's a really good player, but he knocked off some big boys going through. He beat the medalist in his first match, and he just kept plugging away, and he got to the final, and he unfortunately got four down early in the final. Kept fighting, but was never able to get it back to even. Got it to two down a couple of times, but as they like to say, he ran out of holes. On the girls' side, we had Arabella Lopez. She defeated Amy Ramon, also 3-1. And that was a great match. Amy lost on the 17th hole, and she was even for her match. She just never got an opening. She did win a couple of holes with birdies, but that match was really, really well played match.
Jeff, it's the oldest international junior golf invitational in North America. 71 years it's been going here. Just, I guess, if you can maybe just kind of give us a little blanket statement on the week and just what it means to East Aurora. I know we talked about this a little bit last week on the show, but for those that maybe didn't hear it, just I know you guys take such pride in that event. How are you feeling now that number 71 is in the books?
Oh, we feel great. I think everybody that volunteered, and especially those that were on the committee, is a little bit tired. We had a long week, a lot of golf. You know, you're there till, you know, 6 in the morning till past 7 o'clock most nights, but the club loves to host it. We have a real dedicated committee and professional staff that works hard on it leading up to it and all week. And probably, you know, easily over 100 club members volunteer in some way, and they're involved. So they take great pride in it, and it shows, because the players and their families are very appreciative and mention it to us all week, how welcome they feel and how friendly everybody is. As far as the week goes, we had some cool things happen on Thursday morning in the first round of match play. We had two holes in one, not in consecutive holes like what happened at the Senior Open, but we had an ace on number 2 and an ace on number 15. And the one on 2, the player, the competitor, first hit his tee shot to about 2 feet, and I'm sure he was thinking, well, gosh, I've got a good chance to win this hole. And then there was a hole in one right on top of it. So that was interesting. And our medalists were Matt Carpentier from Rochester and Francisco Aceves from Chile. So and that was at minus 3. And Matt had the low round of the week. He shot 67 on the second day.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Jeff, we really appreciate you coming on here. I know you probably wanted to sleep in a little this morning with all the work that you did, but you and Paul O'Brien and all the tournament committee and David Jones, the great PGA pro there, Drew Thompson, the superintendent, you guys had the course going and looking great. So thanks so much for having another successful event. This is why we love talking golf in Western New York, all the great annual events, and we can put the International Junior Masters on that list every year. So thanks so much, Jeff, and enjoy some well-deserved resting here today.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for reaching out, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, appreciate it. Jeff Kamian, one of the tournament directors from the International Junior Masters. Again, Santiago Rusi, the boys champion, and Arabella Lopez, the girls champion here for the 71st edition of the IGM. Pretty cool event every year. We know some high-profile Canadian players that are playing on the tour right now, like Mackenzie Hughes, Corey Connors, they've played in it. Trevor Immelman, who you hear on the CBS broadcast every week, has played in it. Job.
Yep, a lot of names have rolled through there. It's kind of like the Porter Cup. There's a lot of, when they're juniors, they're playing there. When they're amateurs, they're playing at the Porter Cup.
Yeah, future players. Champions are rolling through Western New York and a lot of our local events. It's great.
Yep, I agree. All right, timeout here from Glen Oak Golf Club. When we come back, Kevin Sylvester from the Rocket Mortgage, we'll see what's happening on the PGA Tour. We'll get a check of the LPGA. We mentioned the Champions Tour with the U.S. Senior Open. We'll get that going on. And we'll get Jeff and Tim's tip of the week on if you're playing today, playing in rain and inclement weather, how should you handle that? We'll have all that coming up here as we roll on. It's easy. That's easy. Right. Golf is easy, of course. Yes. Tee to Green, live at Glen Oak. Back in a moment on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Hey, parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Hey, I'm Matt Bove from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelinksgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
The 65th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club and will be once again a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held July 17th through the 20th. Spectators are welcome at the event and it is free to attend. For information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lab center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
Back on Tee to Green, we're live at Glen Oak Golf Club. Thanks for being with us here. Jam-packed show. It'll continue here. Kevin Sylvester from the Rocket Mortgage Classic in just one moment, but it is time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard. Two-way tie for the lead. Akshay Bhatia, Aaron Rye tied 13 under par. They head into the weekend with the lead. Taylor Montgomery, Troy Merritt, Eric Van Rooyen, and Cam Young are amongst the four-way tie for the lead. For second place. Two back. They are at minus 11.
And the Champions Tour Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, defending par since 1872. The best in golf is now available for your corporate apparel. And this week's event is the U.S. Senior Open at the Newport Country Club. And it's one of the majors for them, and the leader is Hiroki Fujita, followed by, at 4-under, followed by Richard Green and Richard Bland. Tight group there. Steve Stricker is right there, and Stephen Ames right behind him.
And, of course, the big news from the Senior U.S. Open yesterday, the two hole-in-ones and back-to-back holes that we talked about earlier, Frank Benzel Jr. Doing it yesterday. LPGA report this week coming. It's the Dow Championship in Midland, Michigan, not too far from where Kevin is this morning. And it's a team event and a five-way tie for the lead at the moment. A couple of the American groups that are tied for the lead, Allie Ewing, Jennifer Kupko, they're at minus 12. Grace Kim, Austin Kim, they are also at minus 12. Maybe the biggest star power pair, Brooke Henderson, Lexi Thompson, they're paired together. They're two off the lead at minus 10 as they head into the weekend.
And Nellie Korda couldn't play. She got bit by a dog, so she's out this week.
Yeah, unfortunate there. All right, let's go to Kevin Sylvester, part of our TD Green team. He's on site at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Kevin, good morning. What's the latest this week here? We've got a tie at the top of the lead right now heading into the weekend.
Well, first of all, you missed a segue opportunity there. Speaking of dogs, let's bring Kevin in.
That's true.
We wanted to.
That's right.
That's all right.
That's how Tiger comes up to you, right? Big dog, how he always does, right? That's right. All right. Beautiful.
Well, it's wet right now. So, you know, today's third round, they pushed back tee times to tentative start at 11 a.m. today. It's rain, started rain early in the morning. You know, storms through, thunderstorm just rolled through moments ago. So that we're, you know, and it's going to clear out. So they'll get golf in today. And the good news is we have a ton of daylight, but they're going to go off split tees and threes. So it'll be a little slower today. It'll be like the first and second rounds. And it's a Donna Loss golf course. I imagine we're going to do preferred lies, which I think will help scoring for these players again. And it's already been low scoring when the lead is 13 under. After two rounds, but that's what players expect when they come here to Detroit in the Rocket Mortgage Classic, where you've got to go low each day, and there are plenty of opportunities. Par fives are reachable in this Donald Ross golf course, and it's been a fun first few days.
Yeah, one of the leaders, Kev Akshay Bhatia, I know last week had a chance to win. He was in that final trio with Scheffler and Tom Kim in that wild finish at the Travelers Championship. I know he ultimately didn't finish the way he wanted to, but this is not a surprise that he's got a chance going into the weekend. He's been playing very good golf, the best of his career here over these last 2 months on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, you know, he's a super talented player. And really, you know, going to the long putter has changed the outcomes for Akshay Bhatia. You know, he won the Valero Texas Open in a playoff over Denny McCarthy for his second win. You know, did not fare well last week, as you mentioned. But going to the long putter, he's 140 in the 140 strokes gained putting by changing. He moved to the top 40. So an example where an equipment change has meant everything for Akshay Bhatia. You know, on the other side of that, Tom Kim missed the cut. Down the stretch was missing putts. Makeable birdie putts down the stretch to try to get in the weekend. So another player who was, you know, in the playoff last week, and you know, just a great finish at the Travelers Championship against Scottie Scheffler, but couldn't translate it this week to making the cut.
Hey Kev, I know people use all different kinds of putting styles, but what percentage of the tour players would you say, I mean, you're out there week to week, are using the longer putters? Is it more of a trend? I feel like a few years ago it was a little bit more popular than it is now, or is that, am I wrong? Is that going the other way?
Well, you know, you're seeing some popular players use it, right? I mean, Bhatia, Will Zalatoris, is using that putter. Will had a good first round, only one under in the second round. But, I mean, if you want to go percentages, how many are using that? I mean, Jeff, I think it's less than 2%. You know, if we're talking about all the players, it's definitely less than 5%. Very confident in saying that. So, I mean, it takes a lot of practice. It takes some feel out of it for sure. It's just a mechanical motion, and I would think in the long putts, that's to me where you really have to practice. Short putts, I understand it. But the longer putts, you know, when you're outside of 25, 30 feet, you know, even when you're the other, you know, get way outside of that, sometimes pros do. Sometimes pros have 60-foot putts, folks. They don't all hit it tight. The feel is gone with a long putter there. That's why I think it's less than 5%.
Hey, Kev, real quick, Cam Young, when is it his turn? It's week in, week out. We keep seeing his name, even in majors. When is it Cam's turn?
Yeah, I think Cam's saying the same thing. Is it my turn this week? I mean, he's just got so much talent and so much firepower, but it's been the putter, right? But, yeah, I like his chances this weekend. I think, you know, this is a player that gained a ton of confidence from shooting 59 last week. And then he goes out and he was 4-under through four holes with two chip-ins for birdie, and then it just kind of fell off. Momentum was lost there. But, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. There are some angles you can take in this golf course where you can overpower some of them. This Donald Ross designed the Detroit Golf Club, and especially the back nine where it's pretty open, his firepower can come through. So, yeah, it wouldn't shock me if this is the week for Cam Young, but he's been saying that a lot. We've been saying that a lot, and at some point he's going to break through. Has to. It's too good.
Yeah, Young minus 11, two off of the lead with still two rounds to go. Kevin, how can we listen to you today? Do you know who you're with yet?
I do not. Well, I'm predicting I'll be with the penultimate group. That would be Cameron Young, Eric Van Rooyen, who, by the way, nearly shot tied the course record yesterday. He shot 30 on his inward nine, including a bunker hole out. When he's walking up the green, he says to me, "Hitting the green's overrated," which I thought was pretty funny. I think I'll be. And Troy Merritt, by the way, and let's not discount him. He lost in a playoff here in 2021 to Cam Davis, and always plays well here at Detroit Golf Club. So, SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio, that's at Channel 92 on XM. And, you know, folks can always listen for free. You go to the PGA Tour app, and there is it'll say watch, but when you click on the watch, it has your options where you can either watch the CBS broadcast, you can watch PGA Tour Live, or you can listen to our coverage beginning at 1 p.m. for free.
Awesome. Kevin, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Okay, guys. See you.
See you, Kev.
See you, Kev. Right.
Kevin Sylvester at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Before we go here this week, let's finish with our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. It is raining here at Glen Oak. If you're playing today, it's going to be raining. We have a junior tournament here later today. We hope we'll get it into as well. Playing in the rain, What's some advice here? I know we only got about a minute, guys, so give us the short abridged version here of what do you think about playing in weather that's challenging?
You just get, you got to have a little bit of patience. Keep your stuff, you got to be comfortable. Wear something nice that will keep you a little drier, extra towels, right? Maybe tighten the gut, widen the stance when it's breezy and it's rainy. Half the field that you're playing with, they don't want to be out there. You beat them. So you just have to feel like you got a little leg up, and that is some patience, Jeff.
Yeah, I think you make the best point is if you're in an event, half the people don't want to be out there, so you got them beat already. And you just focus on solid ball striking, and just you can't let the things outside influence you. You can't let rain influence your shot. Rain doesn't affect the golf ball that much at all, very, very little. So that's not going to affect the shot. Just go out there. The water on the fairway will have more effect. Assess your lie. Choke up a little. Just try to hit it solid and keep your grips dry.
Keep your grips dry. That's right, patience.
Bring a couple extra towels.
All right, good advice here from our experts, our PGA pros, Tim Freeze and Jeff Mitis. If you're playing today, good luck. Tomorrow's going to be an even nicer day to play. All right, Tim, we got to put a wrap on our show. Thanks for having us this week.
Oh, this is great. Golf has never been more popular, cooler than it is right now. So get out there, enjoy it, and play. Thanks, everybody, coming out to Glen Oak. We just love having you guys here, and we're looking forward to the Duster Challenge. This will be fun.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be fun.
Sign up for the Duster. Go to the top of my Twitter page, or you can go to the top of our T to Green Twitter page as well, at T to G Buffalo or at Brian WGR. You can also see Jeff Blank's daily wager advice. If you want to get some action on the weekend here of the PGA Tour, Jeff will have your picks for you right there.
Yep, all right. I'm going to head to the dojo, work on the driver. Good day to work on your driver.
Yeah, if you want to hit inside today, golf dojo.
Yeah, get my numbers.
Good spot
to go. I don't
like
looking at my ball speed or club head speed numbers, though. Those are must mean to be recalibrated, that thing.
That's right. All right. That'll put a wrap on things here from Glen Oak. I want to thank everybody here for joining us along the way. Joe Mafuz from Peter Gourmet, Thank you, Joe. Jeff Kamian from East Aurora Country Club of the International Junior Masters. Of course, Kevin Sylvester from the Rocket Mortgage. And for Evan DePasquale back in our Amherst studios, Jeff Midas, Tim Freeze, I'm Brian Colziel here. Great show from Glen Oak. If you missed it, we'll have it up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. We'll also tweet it out as well at T2G Buffalo. We'll be at Wanaka Country Club next week to preview the New York State Amateur Tournament as we get into July on Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours. Well, you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday-only golf memberships, youth golf membership. So many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Midas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Hey, I'm Matt Bove from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelynxgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
The 65th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club and will be once again a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held July 17th through the 20th. Spectators are welcome at the event and it is free to attend. For information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges, inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
Back on Tee to Green, we're live at Glen Oak Golf Club. Thanks for being with us here. Jam-packed show. It'll continue here. Kevin Sylvester from the Rocket Mortgage Classic in just one moment, but it is time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard. Two-way tie for the lead. Akshay Bhatia, Aaron Rye tied 13 under par. They head into the weekend with the lead. Taylor Montgomery, Troy Merritt, Eric Van Rooyen, and Cam Young are amongst the four-way tie for the lead. For second place. Two back. They are at minus 11.
And the Champions Tour Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sports. We're defending par since 1872. The best in golf is now available for your corporate apparel. And this week's event is the U.S. Senior Open at the Newport Country Club. And it's one of the majors for them. And the leader is Hiroyuki Fujita, followed by at 4 under, followed by Richard Green and Richard Bland. Tight group there. Steve Stricker is right there and Stephen Ames right behind him.
And of course, the big news from the Senior U.S. Open yesterday, the two hole-in-ones and back-to-back holes that we talked about earlier, Frank Benzel Jr. Doing it yesterday. LPGA report this week coming. It's the Dow Championship in Midland, Michigan, not too far from where Kevin is this morning. And it's a team event and a five-way tie for the lead at the moment. A couple of the American groups that are tied for the lead, Allie Ewing, Jennifer Kupko, they're at minus 12. Grace Kim, Austin Kim, they are also at minus 12. Maybe the biggest star power pair, Brooke Henderson, Lexi Thompson, they're paired together. They're two off the lead at minus 10 as they head into the weekend.
And Nellie Korda couldn't play. She got bit by a dog, so she's out this week.
Yeah, unfortunate there. All right, let's go to Kevin Sylvester, part of our Tee to Green team. He's on site at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Kevin, good morning. What's the latest this week here? We've got a tie at the top of the lead right now heading into the weekend.
Well, first of all, you missed a segue opportunity there. Speaking of dogs, let's bring Kevin in.
That's true.
We wanted to.
That's right.
That's all right.
That's how Tiger comes up to you, right? Big dog, how he always does, right? That's right. All right. Beautiful.
Well, it's wet right now. So, you know, today's third round, they pushed back tee times to tentative start at 11 a.m. today. It started raining early in the morning. You know, storms through, thunderstorm just rolled through moments ago. So that we're you know, and it's going to clear out. So they'll get golf in today. And the good news is we have a ton of daylight, but they're going to go off split tees and threes. So it'll be a little slower today. It'll be like the first and second rounds. And it's a Donald Ross golf course. I imagine we're going to do preferred lies, which I think will help scoring for these players again. And it's already been low scoring when the lead is 13 under. After two rounds, but that's what players expect when they come here to Detroit in the Rocket Mortgage Classic, where you've got to go low each day, and there are plenty of opportunities. Par fives are reachable in this Donald Ross Golf Course, and it's been a fun first few days.
Yeah, one of the leaders, Kev, Akshay Bhatia, I know last week had a chance to win. He was in that final trio with Scheffler and Tom Kim in that wild finish at the Travelers Championship. I know he ultimately didn't finish the way he wanted to, but this is not a surprise that he's got a chance going into the weekend. He's been playing very good golf, the best of his career here over these last 2 months on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, you know, he's a super talented player. And really, you know, going to the long putter has changed the outcomes for Akshay Bhatia. You know, he won the Valero Texas Open in a playoff over Denny McCarthy for his second win. You know, did not fare well last week, as you mentioned. But going to the long putter, he was, I want to say he was he's 140 in the 140 strokes gained putting. By changing, he moved to the top 40. So an example where an equipment change has meant everything for Akshay Bhatia. You know, on the other side of that, Tom Kim missed the cut. Down the stretch was missing putts, makeable birdie putts down the stretch to try to get in the weekend. So another player who was, you know, in the playoff last week and, you know, just a great finish at the Travelers Championship against Scottie Scheffler, but couldn't translate it this week to making the cut.
Hey, Kev, I know people use all different kinds of putting styles, but what percentage of the tour players would you say, I mean, you're out there week to week, are using the longer putters? Is it more of a trend? I feel like a few years ago it was a little bit more popular than it is now, or is that, am I wrong? Is that going the other way?
Well, you know, you're seeing some popular players use it, right? I mean, Bhatia, Will Zalatoris, is using that putter. Will had a good first round, only one under in the second round. But, I mean, if you want to go percentages, how many are you using that? I mean, Jeff, I think it's less than 2%. You know, if we're talking about all the players, it's definitely less than 5%. Very confident in saying that. So, I mean, it takes a lot of practice. It takes some feel out of it for sure. It's just a mechanical motion, and I would think in the long putts, that's to me where you really have to practice. Short putts, I understand it, but the longer putts, you know, when you're outside of 25, 30 feet, you know, even when you're the other, you know, get way outside of that, sometimes pros do. Sometimes pros have 60-foot putts, folks. They don't all hit it tight. The feel is gone with a long putter there. That's why I think it's less than 5%.
Hey, Kev, real quick, Cam Young, when is it his turn? It's week in, week out. We keep seeing his name, even in majors. When is it Cam's turn?
Yeah, I think Cam's saying the same thing. Yeah. Is it my turn this week? I mean, he's just got so much talent and so much firepower, but it's been the putter, right? But, yeah, I like his chances this weekend. I think, you know, this is a player that gained a ton of confidence from shooting 59 last week. And then he goes out and he was 4 under through four holes with two chip-ins for birdie. And then it just kind of fell off. Momentum was lost there. But, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. There are some angles you can take in this golf course where you can overpower some of them. This Donald Ross designed the Detroit Golf Club. And especially the back nine where it's pretty open, you know, his firepower can come through. So, yeah, it wouldn't shock me if this is the week for Cam Young. But he's been saying that a lot. We've been saying that a lot. And at some point, he's going to break through. Has to. It's too good.
Yeah. Young, minus 11, two off of the lead with still two rounds to go. Kevin, how can we listen to you today? Do you know who you're with yet?
I do not. Well, I'm predicting I'll be with the penultimate group. That would be Cameron Young, Eric Van Rooyen, who, by the way, nearly shot tied the course record yesterday. He shot 30 on his inward nine, including a bunker hole out. When he's walking up the green, he says to me, "Hitting the green's overrated," which I thought was pretty funny. I think I'll be. And Troy Merritt, by the way, and let's not discount him. He lost in a playoff here in 2021 to Cam Davis, and always plays well here at Detroit Golf Club. So, SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio. That's at channel 92 on XM. And, you know, folks can always listen for free. You go to the PGA Tour app, and there is it'll say watch, but when you click on the watch, it has your options where you can either watch the CBS broadcast, you can watch PGA Tour live, or you can listen to our coverage beginning at 1 p.m. for free.
Awesome. Kevin, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Okay, guys. See ya.
See you, Kev.
See you, Kev. Right. Kevin Sylvester at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Before we go here this week, let's finish with our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. It is raining here at Glen Oak. If you're playing today, it's going to be raining. We have a junior tournament here later today. We hope we'll get it into as well. Playing in the rain, what's some advice here? I know we only got about a minute, guys, so give us the short abridged version here of what do you think about playing in weather that's challenging.
You just get, you got to have a little bit of patience. Keep your stuff, you got to be comfortable. Wear something nice that'll keep you a little drier. Extra towels, right? maybe you tighten the gut, widen the stance when it's breezy and it's rainy. Half the field that you're playing with, they don't want to be out there. You beat them. So you just have to feel like you got a little leg up, and that is some patience, Jeff.
Yeah, I think you make the best point is if you're in an event, half the people don't want to be out there, so you got them beat already. And you know, you just focus on solid ball striking, and just you can't let the things outside influence you. You can't let rain influence your shot. Rain doesn't affect the golf ball that much at all, very, very little. So that's not going to affect the shot. Just go out there. The water on the fairway will have more effect. Assess your lie. Choke up a little. Just try to hit it solid and keep your grips dry.
Keep your grips dry. That's right, patience.
Bring a couple extra towels.
All right, good advice here from our experts, our PGA pros, Tim Freeze and Jeff Mitis. If you're playing today, good luck. Tomorrow's going to be an even nicer day to play. All right, Tim, we got to put a wrap on our show. Thanks for having us this week.
Oh, this is great. Golf has never been more popular, cooler than it is right now. So get out there, enjoy it, and play. Thanks, everybody, coming out to Glen Oak. We just love having you guys here, and we're looking forward to the Duster Challenge. This will be fun.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be fun.
Sign up for the Duster. Go to the top of my Twitter page, or you can go to the top of our T to Green Twitter page as well, at T to G Buffalo or at Brian WGR. You can also see Jeff Blank's daily wager advice. If you want to get some action on the weekend here of the PGA Tour, Jeff will have your picks for you right there.
Yep, all right. I'm going to head to the dojo, work on the driver. Good day to work on your driver.
Yeah, if you want to hit inside today, golf dojo.
Yeah, get my numbers.
Good spot
to go. I don't
like
looking at my ball speed or clubhead speed numbers, though. Those are must mean to be recalibrated, that thing.
That's right. All right. That'll put a wrap on things here from Glen Oak. I want to thank everybody here for joining us along the way. Joe Mafuz from Peter Gourmet. Thank you, Joe. Jeff Kamian from East Aurora Country Club of the International Junior Masters. Of course, Kevin Sylvester from the Rocket Mortgage. And for Evan DePasquale back in our Amherst studios, Jeff Mitis, Tim Freeze, I'm Brian Colziel here. Great show from Glen Oak. If you missed it, we'll have it up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. We'll also tweet it out as well at T2G Buffalo. We'll be at Wanaka Country Club next week to preview the New York State Amateur Tournament as we get into July on Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours. Well, you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday-only golf memberships, youth golf membership. So many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility.
The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.